Miggity Mac Nez coming at you, WESP Radio, that's 66.6 on your AM dial, coming at you live with the number one hit from the Marty Ray Project, I Love Funko.
What if the world was made of vinyl, sculpted with love? Your head would spin, but my head would bobble, tucked in real nicely, got a window in my box. I hope I'd be Freddie and you could be Harley, my very own Goldilocks. I love them Funkos, you love them Funkos. You might say you don't, but we know that someday you really will, though. Just try one Funko, one Funko Pop, and you'll be addicted and often conflicted, but still you can't stop. Walking dead on streets of Sesame, falling out on Game of Thrones. Got a vicious right beside me, we're gonna take on all the cones. Autobots are rolling now, Snake Eyes and G.I. Joes. Huckleberry, Saints, Clementine, and a singing Let It Go. And if you've never heard of Funko, it probably won't be long. And when you finally get that first one, you'll be singing Freddy Funko's song. I love them Funko, you love them Funkos. You might say you don't, but we know that someday you really will, though. Just try one Funko, one Funko Pop, then you'll be addicted and often conflicted, but still you can't stop. Oh yeah, and Dorps too.
Welcome to E-Society Podcast.
Hey, what's up? It's Azizu back again. E-Society Podcast. We talk TV, movies, comics, collecting, sports, and everything entertainment. And here we are back yet again in the truck headed southbound out of Washington. Here to come talk to you about our Funko HQ experience. This is episode
135.
But before I go any further, you know he's here. It's the Nez!
Yo, what's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? Still driving south. That's probably the last end of the truck. Maybe, who knows, maybe we'll bust out some anchors for you in the truck, because we still got
time.
A long way. We're not even out of Washington yet. So, we're talking about our Funko HQ adventure in Everett, Washington. So, I've been there before. You've seen the video, and I'm going to let the Zisu talk about his whole experience, because it was his first time, and yeah, take it away.
Sounds good, yes. I was so excited for this experience, so much so that, yes, the night before, as we got to the place we were staying overnight, it was just down the street from Funko HQ, and he pulls up, and oh, you see the lights, and all the big figures are limited, and I'm like, oh, it's like, jump out, go ahead, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go for it, and I pretty much took pictures of everything, and I was like, let me get this video, and I started to shoot a video, and you may have seen it already if you follow us on the Instagram, whatnot. Video of me and Nez recording the Funko HQ from the outside, getting all hyped. But it was actually a really great time to check it out, because you could actually, you know, walk in the street. There was almost little to no traffic, so you could stand out there and get your shots, you know, without holding up traffic. So that was just exciting in itself. So I got to experience all that. They got Groot and Batman and Huckleberry Hound and Maleficent, Chewbacca. They got all the big things. And then in the window, they had like the icy dragon from Game of Thrones. They had, you could see into the Wetmore Forest, Funko's collection of monsters. So Yeah, so much cool stuff. That little Star Wars section with big figures of C-3PO and BB-8, so that was awesome. So, and yeah, that was just the night before we actually got to experience it. Went to bed, woke up. They didn't open till 11. I'm surprised. I know in the past for con releases, they've opened earlier than normal. I'm not sure why they decided to keep just normal 11 o'clock opening time, but they did. So we got there just a few minutes after 11. The line wrapped a little bit around the building, so we stood in that. And it didn't take too long. I guess it wasn't. It definitely wasn't as fast as Inez had it last year. If you watch that video of his experience, so it's on YouTube and the Facebook, he pretty much is starts the video and then just rounds the corner and they pretty much go right in. We actually did spend some time. You had to wait for somebody to come out, and then they let, you know, the next group in. Somebody come out, next group in. So it was like, you know, it really inched up there. So it took us a while, but then, you know, finally we get to the front of the line and then, you know, talk to security there. Let them know it was my first time, it was the second time. And then we made our way in. It was like, you know, even with seeing pictures, it's like you don't know what to expect, but you're just so excited and you walk in. And Nez was able to get me a Bigfoot last year, so I was hoping to get, I thought the equivalent this year was Freddy holding the fish, but they didn't have that. And I woke up at 7 a.m. this morning to jump online and order when they threw up some of their shirt exclusive on Funko HQ, the website. I had to have, obviously, the Zisu. I go by the Zisu. I love everything Wes Anderson, especially the Life Aquatic. So, yeah, this was a must-have. They sold out on the floor by the time we were in the Funko line at the con. So I got up, and I was able to order it, and I confirmed my order. And then we step in, and one of the few items they had, it was funny, was the two items that... one of them was the Starfire, which I got the day before, the Rock Candy, and the other was the Zisu. So, but that was the only one they had, and they did have quite the selection, so it was hard to say, like, that we could have known they were going to have it. They just have easily, you know, couldn't have had it. So, anyways, it was a little bit of a bummer. I could have had the Zisu in my hands right now, and then I ended up paying, you know, the shipping fee, and it's going to take, like, a week to get to me, so... But, you know, so be it. So, anyways, we get right into there, and right off the bat, we kind of go into this area, and it has like a Godzilla setup, and I didn't notice the first time through. I was just, my eyes were going everywhere, so I didn't notice. But underneath the Godzilla, they have kind of like a train setup that where like Godzilla's like broken through the train track, and they put a bunch of pops in there. So mostly Huckleberry Hounds, but they put a few other ones in there. So that was funny. That was a cool little detail. But all kinds of photo ops, and that was really fun to take advantage of. And I got pretty much a picture with every photo op they had. They had the Batmobile. Nez was in it last year, so he was good. But they also had Killer Croc and the Joker, kind of more stylized look. Got a picture with them. Harley Quinn, and I believe it was Batgirl. Let me make sure. Pull up the picture here to confirm who was actually in it. There it is. Yeah, it was Harley Quinn, Wonder Woman, and Batgirl. And they looked like their rock candy looks. So that was cool. So that was that initial section. And then I got into the Wetmore Forest, the Funko's collection of their own made-up monsters. And that was really cool. They have those for order online. You can get that on Funko's website at any time. They're not... limited in any ways. It's their own creation. There's no, you know, special stickers or anything, but it was still the kind of pop that I was actually waiting to buy till I got to the actual HQ. I know I wanted the first one they made is name was Tumblebee. He's like a monster, but he also kind of looks like a bumblebee, a big bumblebee, so that's cool. They had a little mold of him up top, took pictures with him and some of the other molds they had, so made through our way through that area. And then you get into the stuff that is exclusive just to the HQ, or stuff they shared on Funko HQ. It's cool. Yeah, it's, some of it's Second Chance. I know some of it's not even on the website. It's cool to see it there. Like, they had the Colonel Sanders, which I know sold out on the website. And they had a robot Freddy, and it had the sticker and everything that said it was a Funko headquarters exclusive. It was the only thing that I saw that was boxed and like ready to go that was like as a pop exclusive to Funko HQ, only get there. So that was cool. That was a must-have to throw in the basket. But they also had a cool selection of some of the so-called easier to get ad icons. I don't see them everywhere, especially where I live, but they had Dig'em Frog, so a perfect opportunity to get him. Another one that I wouldn't know where I was going to see it. I actually had been searching online to see if Amazon had it, any sellers there had it for a good deal, but that the Rock Candy line from Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet, all the comfy princesses, they had the comic shop exclusive Snow White, so... And the fact that it was only $10 too was great, because you figure any other comic shop might do a little bit of a price hike on it. So that was a great time to find that. I hadn't seen it before. I hadn't even really seen it online for sale. So that was another must-have to pick up. Then making our way further in, they had a Disney section that was really cool. Jade, my daughter, is a big fan of Princess and the Frog. That's a really special movie to her when she was growing up. So they had kind of what looked almost like a Mystery Mini style version of Tiana and the Frog. So took a picture of that, and I took a picture with it for her. They also had Elsa and Olaf. That was cool. And then they had a whole Harry Potter section, which my family overseas in Germany, shout out Breezy and Chris, they were wanting to see photos and live stream pictures from especially the Potter section. They have every Potter pop that has been made, so quite the collection they have. So it was fun to show them what they had in there. They had lots of cool props. They had a Dobby and Dumbledore. They really made it cool where Voldemort's like hiding in the corner. You really have to look in the corner for him. So that's cool. They have a whole like Bergen and Burks, like creepy display, skeletons and things like that, the dark arts. So, and then they had another kind of Rock Candy style, Hermione, Ron, and Harry. Those were able to take pictures of and with. And then on the outside of the Potter area, they had a huge Hagrid, which is awesome. He's got his umbrella and everything. So that's awesome. And then we made our way into kind of the final section, which had some of the heavy hitters as far as I'm concerned. They had the other side of Disney, which had a big Jack Skellington and then a huge Maleficent dragon. It really was huge. And Maleficent, also in Mystery Mini form, she was above, so that was awesome. Then you get into the Marvel stuff. Marvel's right up there with Star Wars. Star Wars is one of the lines I try to collect as much as I can of the line, so every other thing I'm like, ooh, this, ooh, that, and, you know, you want to, when you're trying to make sure you don't go too crazy, you want to make sure you just get the stuff that you really are going to have a hard time finding anywhere else. But they had things like Red Skull and Captain America. Yeah. They had Red Skull and Captain America movie moment. Oh, man, I still need that. That was awesome to see. And they had that big Ragnarok Hulk, the 10-inch, that was exclusive to Target. They had actually a whole ton of them. It looked like it was like a stack of 20, so I had a ton of those. But one of the most awesome things in the whole Marvel section is they had a Stan Lee, and he's like kind of like at like a newsstand with a whole bunch of comic props behind him and everything. So that was awesome. We got a bunch of photo ops with that. And oh, the other awesome kind of photo op thing they had was Hulk and Hulkbuster. And of all the props I saw, the Hulk was the one that I made sure to get a bunch of shots, because there isn't really a Funko Pop mold of the Hulk like that, and I'd love to try to see if I can do something with my photography that I like to do, where I cut out, I'm able to cut out photos. So the fact that I was there and able to photograph it myself is easier than you just jumping on and grabbing somebody else's picture of it. It's cool I was there, I got to see it, I framed the photo, so now I could maybe try to find a way to work this into a photo. That might be cool, that might turn out cool, so looking forward to trying that. But after Marvel, I got into my most favorite of favorites, Star Wars, and the whole theme of that area is Hoth, so they have all kinds of cool stand-ups. They have a Dorb-style Han Solo and Tauntaun. And then probably the best thing in the whole section is they have a Wampa and Luke hanging from the ceiling. And behind that, it's kind of cool. It's almost like hidden out of sight. Not too, too hidden, but you have to walk in to see it. They've got like a skeleton like in the Wampa cave. And it looks like, you know, it's a Funko-style skeleton. So that was awesome to see. And then same thing that I said about Marvel applied to Star Wars. There was like all kinds of stuff that's like available other places, don't have it yet in the collection, but it's like, ooh, need that. It was exciting to see the encounter on Endor and some of that stuff. They had the Dorb's Tusken Raider, and as big a Star Wars collector as I am, I actually have zero Star Wars Dorb's in my collection, because the only place they sell them are Disney stores or the Disney shop online, or, you know, Funko HQ. So I haven't really had much opportunity to buy it. I don't often get to go by Disney stores, and when I do, I've never picked up a Star Wars Dorb. So one of these days I'll add it to my collection, and that Tusken Raider would have been a cool one, but it was a bigger piece, somewhere $20-$30 range. So I was trying to get, you know, more bang for the buck, as it was. But another cool thing they had in the Star Wars areas was bags. They got a really cool selection of Loungefly bags. The one that really popped to me was they had a Phantom Menace, of all things, themed bag, and had all kinds of characters, even ones you wouldn't really necessarily think of would show up. Like Boss Nass was on it, and Nuke Gunray, the Trade Federation Viceroy. So above that and all, they had Snowtroopers and Vader, and they had sounds kind of on a loop between Vader's breathing and Stormtrooper chatter, Snowtrooper chatter, so that was cool. And finally, the last big figure they had for photo ops was Chewbacca, so that was cool. And then kind of the very last area that we got into was really exciting, is Build Your Own. And I know Nez did this last year, but I had never done it before, obviously. This is my first visit. And I thought I was going to do both, but I found so much other stuff, as like I mentioned. I decided just to do a monster this time, but really happy with the way he turned out. I tried to make it as weird and different as I could, try to make each part a different color. I could have gone more, you know, matchy, or try to make it, you know, more complementary colors, but I made it as wacky as I could, as many colors as I could. It has like a big turkey drumstick and a wooden club and everything. He's got a little friend sitting on his head too, kind of like a little worm lizard creature. So yeah, that was awesome. They had Freddy's too, and I was really tempted to make one, because they have hats and things like that, and I was like, man, these hats would actually be perfect for other Funko Pops that I like to get out and photograph. And I was like, man, I could just take this hat off of Freddy and put it on, you know, whoever. So next time, though. I know Nez didn't make this one this time, but he's planning to make a Freddy next time, so we can both make Freddy's hopefully next year, so that's the plan. We'll see, but you check out there for that one, and they give you a box of your own. The only thing is they don't give you a plastic shell for it, and I get it, because each one is going to be different, so they might have a hard time doing it, but myself, I'm just going to have to try to find some cheap pop out there. You can always usually find clearance, FYE, Hot Topic. You can get a pop for a dollar that looks like it has a good, you know, mold, and just take that out and use the shell yourself, because they gave a whole unique box just for it too. So you get that, but they just wrap it up in kind of tissue paper and then set it inside that box. So that was that. And finally, after I experienced that once myself, I then jumped on the live stream, and I don't know if you're going to hear this in time for you to see it, because I think it only lasts for 24 hours on Instagram, but I did that. I went live on Instagram, and I toured around the place again. It was cool. Like, I was able to pick up details, like I said, with the Godzilla, and had a few fellow photographers jump in, and they were able to see the live stream, and they, you know, messaged me on there and asked me a few questions. You know, I answered what I could. One of my fellow collectors, Ahsoka Funko Lives, shout out, hopefully you're listening to this too, she was on there, and she asked about the Wetmore Forest, so I was able to go in there and show off all those kind of things. She was asking about the plushes, so that was cool. Got to do that. And by the time I was about to wrap it up, the two people that I did it for, my family, Breezy and Chris, they jumped in. So I was like, okay, let me run through one more time for you guys. So I did that, you know, as quickly as I could, but still so they could see stuff. Obviously, it was focused on Harry Potter for them and the Marvel and the Star Wars stuff. So, yeah, did that. And then finally, once we jumped off those live streams, we had all the photo ops we could get. We went to check out, and you know, totals weren't that bad for us, but we were on the way out, and the crazy thing was, I saw at the corner of my eye this Robinson Cano that I once made a trade for, and I was like, man, like, he doesn't even play for the Mariners anymore. Like, what a not exciting pop. I'm not a Mariners fan, and it was like the alternate kind of teal jersey of the Mariners, but Robinson Cano. So I was just pointing that out to the Nez, and then he's like, oh, look, Steph Curry. I was like, oh, are you serious? Like, Steph Curry, the new Steph Curry pop. And I've been looking for it for months now. I first saw it, Box Lunch threw it up online January 1st, but I was waiting that night for the Goose Flocked to go up online so I could combine them and save on shipping. And that was a huge mistake, because by the time the Goose went up, the Steph pop sold out, and it hasn't gone up again online since. I haven't seen it on Hot Topic, I haven't seen it on Amazon, I haven't seen it anywhere. So it was kind of a weird, unfortunate, like, last second buy, and only because I was like, oh, look at this Robinson Cano, was I able to, you know, he pointed out the Steph. The only thing was, they only had four of them, and all four of them had pretty messed up boxes, and you know, I'm both in and out of box collectors. That's one of the things I love about pops, as I've said multiple times. You can open it and photograph it, display it, mess with it, but whenever you want, it form fits right back into the box, and you can put it right back in there. So I like a nice box, but it's not a deal breaker for me, so obviously I wasn't going to pass up the chance to get this. So yeah, I was excited, and you know, we went outside. Last little thing I did was I quickly unboxed Tumblebee and got a quick photo op on top of the car, so I'm sure I'll use that for a feature at some point, maybe tonight, I don't know, we'll see, maybe by the time you hear this. So anyways, I loved it, I can't wait to go back, and before I hand it to Dez for his overall thoughts, any things that had changed for him, I overheard a group of people, they appeared to be from France, and they were talking to some people that worked there. They were getting a little bit of a tour, kind of the place, and they dropped the information I overheard that they've got the LA location ready, and they're going to really do it up there. I guess it's going to be three times as big. They have three times as much floor space there as they do here at their home base in Everett, Washington. So yeah, all you LA collectors, you're gonna get your own Funko store too soon. So That should be interesting. But yeah, on that note, for his thoughts, I'll hand it over to the Nez.
It was cool. Same old, same old, same old. Seen it before. The only thing that was new was that Whitmore Forest. That wasn't there last year. Some of the displays in the windows changed because they had a lineup of Adam West Batmans, the real Batman, multicolored ones, in the windows last year. But they took that down, and I remember looking in the window last year in that room where Whitmore Forest is now. There was nothing in there. There might have been a couple things, but it wasn't something where the public can go in and look at. So it was good that they cleared that out and made the forest and added all the new little characters that they made. So I thought that was the only thing new to me. Everything else was pretty much the same stuff as there. But I just went in there mainly for the Zisu. I wasn't sure if I was going to get anything. But I did end up picking up some stuff and sending pictures back and forth to my wife and my daughter. Got my daughter something. And just trying to just look at all the stuff, all the actual Funko products to see if there's something that I wanted. I came around the corner in the Godzilla room, and one of the tables in the center was basically all their horror line, like Hellraiser, Chucky, and Jason, and Michael, and Freddy, and all that. So there was the little Shining Twins, the Grady Twins. What was that?
Rock Candy.
Oh, it was Rock Candy. Yeah, Rock Candy. They had a shared exclusive for New York Comic Con. I remember seeing it online and didn't think I'd ever get one, and I just didn't want to order it and pay all the shipping. I just went in there and looked. There was one box of those two little twins, so I was like, man, I gotta have this. So I picked that up. I also got a double pack of the Frog Brothers from Lost Boys, Corey Feldman, and that other dude, I can't remember his name. I had seen that online, but I wasn't too sure. I'd never seen it in the stores or anything, so it was good that they had it in there, so now I didn't have to pay double for what it is. So I got it for just the base price, so that was pretty sweet. Oh, there was a little, what was that little Jason?
Was it Dorbs?
No. It was something
else. Oh, Five Star.
Yeah, the little Five Star Jason Voorhees with the hockey mask. So, I mean, you know me, I always have to collect anything Friday the 13th. Not everything, just the certain things that I think are cool. Because there's so much crap out there that I don't want nothing to do with. So,
yeah.
But I'm glad I got that. I got the Jason, I got the Frog Brothers. I got a lanyard, Loki lanyard, for my daughter because she loves Loki from the MCU. Twins, Jason, Frog Brothers. Oh! I already got in line, and then when I was standing in line waiting for the Zisu, they had the 40th anniversary Xenomorph from Alien. There is an Alien line out there. I know there's Aliens, and then there's Alien Covenant and all that. That line is out there, just pretty much everywhere. But this is gonna be the 40th year for Aliens, and then all I can think of is damn a molt. So. It was cool. I always wanted a Xenomorph. I just wanted just that. I didn't like the molds they had for Aliens or Covenant. I didn't like those molds of the Xenomorph. So I'm glad they did this one. This is the Alien from the very first film. And there's also a special little foil sticker on there. It says 40 years. So that was pretty sweet. And I figured if I don't get it now, I'm not going to get it at all. So that was like the last thing I picked up. And I didn't go overboard. I know I could have, but I just got the ones I really wanted. There was other stuff in there. Fuck, I forgot to get Black Phillip. Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Black Phillip from that movie The Witch. I wanted that, and I just totally forgot about it.
Yeah, you don't see that one often.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn. And, it was cool, man. It was fun to go in there. Like I said, mainly it was for the Zisu, just to see a little kid running wild in a candy shop. It was cool. So, man, I took a lot of photos of him and some videos of him putting his little pop that he created together. I thought that was cool. I'm going to have to sit down and edit it all together and make a quick little video to show you guys. So, but overall, it was fun. Again, I mainly did this for the Zisu, for him to go there to finally say he went there. Because out of the two of us, you guys all know he's the biggest Funko collector. And I was yelling at him. How come
go crazy.
How come you've not have ever been there? And
yeah.
I'm like a mediocre fan, and I've been there twice. So it was cool. I was like the main reason we drug him up there. So that was awesome. But definitely, when we go to Emerald City Comic Con next year, we will go out to Everett, other than to see my buddy out there that lives around the corner. We'll definitely have to hit up HQ because there's always something new. Hopefully,
something. Yeah.
Hopefully they'll change some of the displays around, and
I'm sure they will.
There's going to be a ton of new products because the products come out like every other month, I would say. So it's pretty cool, man. I'm glad that they built this. It's not just a store; it's also an experience. I know some Funko, diehard Funko collectors are not on the West Coast. Plus, they're if you like Funko, you're all over the world. So I mean, it's cool though. I mean, it's good to see people show up. You can hear, I mean, when you go in there and just listen to people, you hear people with different accents from other parts of the world. Right. And I mean, even there's accents here in America. You can hear like a New York accent or a Texas or Alabama accent.
Right.
Everybody's from somewhere. I'm sure the people of Everett, Washington, and Seattle area and all that do go there, but it's cool to go to something like that. It's basically just a store. And but like I said, it is also an experience to go in there, and it's cool because when you get there, there's a line that goes around the corner, not all the way around the corner. We stood in line for about a half hour because I remember I clocked it because when we parked, I parked in a 90-minute spot, so I had to keep my eye on the clock. I didn't get a ticket or anything. We stayed in that spot longer than 90 minutes, but it's all right. So, but I mean, overall, it was fun. It was fun to watch. The Zisu just like so excited. The night before when he was running around outside, that was cool. And I was so glad I was able to experience it with him. I wish Jade was with us because that would have been awesome as well too. But if any of you guys, I mean, if you're fascinated with these little Funko products, or you just want to go in there just to say you've been there and you're ever in Washington, if you're in Seattle, it's not very far from there, about another 30-40 minute drive north into Everett, Washington, and you can just go in there and see. It was cool because I know when we left there was no more line, people were just walking in and out. So, but it was cool overall. There wasn't too many people in there, so it was cool. From what I understand, they said on the weekends that it could be a long wait to get in, and it could be packed full of people. So, but I mean, they do the cutoff. They don't want to like jam pack shoulder to shoulder in that store, so it's cool. Plus, I mean, they do have security and the cameras are everywhere and everything, so they do limit to how many people are in the store at once. So it's cool. There's no time limit once you're in. You can basically stay in there for hours, like we did, and I did before the first time. It doesn't seem like you're in there very long because you see the clock next to you, know, hours have gone by.
Right.
So, but it was cool. Glad I picked up what I picked up. Again, I picked up the twins, Grady twins, Rock Candy, the Xenomorph 40th anniversary pop, as well as the double pack of the Frog Brothers, Edgar and Allen, and then the, was it Five Star?
Yeah, Five Star.
The Five Star little mini Jason from Part 3. So I'm glad I got all those. I mean, like I said, there could have been more. There would have been more stuff I wanted, but I just like, I don't know, because we still need to get home. So
right.
I didn't want to go crazy. But again, overall, man, it was a blast going in there, and I can't wait to go back in there next year.
Yep, same here. Can't wait to return. I just completely soaked it in and can't wait to do it again. You know, maybe not, maybe we won't need to take a picture with every single thing again, but I probably will. Love it. And just to wrap up, I know Nez did it, so I'll just wrap up to what I was able to pick up. Like I said, I tried to keep it mostly just to the experience of the place, so I got the Wetmore Forest, the Pop Monsters, Tumblebee. Then I got the Robot Freddy. That's the first Freddy in my collection. Another thing I was waiting until I got to the HQ to get. He's like a robot style and has a sticker on there for Funko HQ. And then Steph Curry, you mentioned, Dig'em Frog, and then the Snow White Rock Candy from Wreck-It Ralph, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and finally my Build-A-Figure. So overall, pretty good haul. Definitely happy with my first selection. It's all stuff that most of it you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else right now. So definitely some good pickups. And yeah, I guess that'll about put a wraps on this one if you're ready to head out.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We got more Anchor stuff because we still got a long drive ahead of us. I'm starting to get tired, everybody. It sucks. Uh-oh. But everyone, hey, thanks so much for listening, and listen to our Anchor shows.
Yep. Have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, E-Society.